What's up, guys? Anton Crelli here from dropshiplifestyle.com, and I wanted to get you an episode today that really shares the truth about dropshipping and things that I think beginners really need to know. As you probably know, because you're listening to this, there is a ton of information out there online about dropshipping, and in my opinion, there's a lot of bad information. So what I'll do over the next 8 to 10 minutes or so is cover 8 things that I think every new dropshipper should know. That way you have the best chances of success and you have, I guess, what you can call realistic expectations for what you're about to get yourself into and what is to come. So the first thing that everybody needs to know is you're not going to get rich quick. Now, yes, there might be some anomalies out there, but this is not an opportunity where you build a website and a month later, you have a bank account that is bigger than you've ever seen it before, and you tell your boss, you know, see ya, and then you're moving on with your life and getting a Lamborghini with a new beach house in Malibu, okay? And I don't know how many people actually expect that, but what I'm talking about here is even the subconscious, and this is what you might pick up by maybe watching YouTube videos or seeing ads on Facebook where you see these people with their Lamborghinis or in front of their mansions, and you think, yeah, that's gonna be me next month. The truth is, even if you do everything right, that might never be you, and most likely, that's not their real lives either. It's very possible that you build an extremely successful store, one that provides you with the time freedom that you're actually looking for, and maybe you make multiple six figures a year and you live a upper middle class lifestyle. Any problem there? No. But just know that doesn't happen overnight. It definitely doesn't happen for everybody. And trying to base what you think is going to happen to you based on what you saw some guy or girl in an ad show there, lifestyle, that's not what you're in for. So keep that in mind. That way you're gonna really have a much better chance of actually succeeding. Okay, next thing you need to know is that arbitrage is for suckers. What is arbitrage? Basically, it's when you're looking for price discrepancies and you're looking to find a product for a low price on one website or platform, and then you're looking for another platform where you can sell it for more money. Now, when it comes to dropshipping, a lot of people talk about arbitrage, whether that be dropshipping from eBay to Amazon or vice versa. And the problem with this is, although there are a few bucks to be made, this is not a consistent business. Yes, it technically is dropshipping, but it's not something that is going to scale with you over time. It's something where you might get some one-off sales, make some money, but the work that you put into an arbitrage business does not compound on itself, and you're no better off a month from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, than you were back when you first got started if you go the route of arbitrage. So instead, what you can do and what you should do is build real relationships with real suppliers that actually want you to sell their products. And we'll talk more about that in just a few minutes. But the third thing you need to know before dropshipping is that you can actually provide value to customers, right? Surprise, surprise. But it's this misconception that a lot of people have in their heads of, yeah, I can get into e-commerce, I can get into dropshipping, and I can make some money, but they don't think that it's actually something that's valuable to the person on the other end of the transaction, the person that's buying from your future store. Now, there's lots of ways you can provide value. Some of them are obviously by offering excellent customer service. Some of them are by having product pages that accurately represent the products you're showing, by showing it off with many high quality images, by providing a built out description that answers the potential customer's questions, that has FAQs on the product page that will cover any of their concerns. Even things like adding in bonus gifts that you can include for them, having live chat, email, or phone support on your site to help people that are shopping for what it is you have to sell. There are tons of ways that you can provide real value to your customers, and by giving them a pleasant buying experience mixed with everything else I just mentioned is something that is not just there to make you a few bucks, but it's something that actually benefits the consumer, the person that's buying from you. It should be a win-win. Now, the fourth thing you need to know when getting started dropshipping is you can actually start for under $100. My first ever online store, I actually built for $29, and that store went on while I was still the owner to do almost 8 figures in sales before I sold it. Done a lot more since then. But the truth is, you might go online and see stores for sale, or you might see a starter store or a turnkey store. Never buy turnkey, by the way. But you might see a price for a few thousand bucks, maybe 10,000 even. I've seen some recently 25,000. And the way they advertise them is like, it's a no-brainer. Of course you want to buy this, right? The truth is, you don't need to. And for most people, you shouldn't. In my opinion, you're better off learning how to do this, doing the work, getting that experience, and then build your own store that is worth possibly multiple six figures in 18 months from now, in 2 years from now, but you don't need to spend any more money. Instead, in my opinion, it is good to learn in the beginning, and then you'll have those skills for life and you'll know if you're actually making good investments or not. By the way, if you want to learn any of this in detail, I do have a free training. You can get it at dropshipwebinar.com. I'll link that up in this podcast description. But moving on, the fifth thing you need to know before dropshipping is that suppliers actually want to work with you. Again, a misconception is if I'm going to dropship, I need to find some supplier directory, or I need to find, again, a product on eBay or Amazon and then sell it on Shopify or put it on Facebook Marketplace. No, you want to build real relationships with real brands, and the brands you want to sell for are the brands that focus their mission, right? Their company purpose is to make high quality products, and the part of their business that they basically outsource is the people that bring them sales. So you want to focus on working with brands that actually focus on making the best products, and then that look for retailers like me and possibly like you in the future to bring them sales. This is very normal. It's simply a part of how companies do business. We're not trying to sell any products we don't have access to. We're not paying for supplier directories. We're not looking for arbitrage. Instead, we're forming real relationships and we're helping these brands grow by being one of their sales channels, by bringing them sales through our online stores. Okay, the sixth thing you need to know before dropshipping is that you should not, do not build a one product store. I've done an entire episode on this, so I'll link to it to go into more detail. But in short, your job is to find a great niche. And what you want to do within your niche store is find every supplier that's dropship friendly, that has high quality products, and you want to become the authority for that niche and sell for possibly 20, 30, sometimes a few hundred brands, and have every product in that niche on your store. But don't rely on one product and hope that that's going to make you rich, or even that that's going to provide you with any opportunity. There's just way too much risk when you have one product and that's it. That's not going to last, okay? That's not a long-term business. Now, the seventh thing you need to know before dropshipping is that you do not need to spend a lot of money on traffic, meaning website visitors. Again, I see people talking about all these different ways to get traffic and all these different platforms and how to spend a little bit here and then test this and then maybe go over there. No, in the beginning, if you want to start with between $10 and $30 a day, that is more than enough. When you're brand new, you can get a free $100 voucher for Google Ads. You can get a free $100 voucher for Microsoft Ads, and that is more than enough to bring in revenue that you can then reinvest in traffic. But don't go out there and think you have to lay out all this cash on traffic and then wait to see what happens. If you build your store the right way, and if you set up your traffic the right way, your ads, you'll know if they're profitable within 2 to 3 days. There's a very short turnaround time. You're not waiting weeks or months or a year to see if you're going to be profitable. You can know very, very fast and then use that information to make your ads better. Again, $10 to $30 a day on traffic, more than enough. And if your ads are going to work, again, assuming you're following what I teach at dropshiplifestyle.com, you should know within 2 to 3 days. Okay, and finally, the eighth thing you need to know before dropshipping is that there is only one guaranteed way to fail, and that is to give up and to stop working. With our stores, I have had countless setbacks over the past 13 years now. I still have setbacks, but not once have I thrown my hands up and said, it's not worth it. Let me just go on, I don't even, is monster.com still a website, and try to find a job. No, I have a problem. I have a setback. I find a solution. Sometimes it's painful. Sometimes it sucks. But guess what? That's the reason I'm able to live the lifestyle I do. I'm not talking about Lambos. I'm not talking about boats. I'm not talking about multiple houses. I'm talking about being able to wake up when I want, to be able to hang out with my family when I want, to be able to travel when I want. It's because I'm willing to deal with problems and overcome them. And whether the problem is you in the beginning, figuring out how to use Shopify or set up Google Ads, or whether the problem is 3 years down the line where you get a bunch of money held up in a bank account, you have to troubleshoot it then. As long as you fix the problems, as long as you put in the work to overcome them, you will not fail. It's really that simple. So guys, as always, if you want more information about how we build highly profitable semi-automated stores, also if you want a special offer to enroll in my flagship program, the Dropship Blueprint, just go to dropshipwebinar.com. It'll be linked up in this description as well. Go there, register for a free training, and you'll get a special offer on the program. So thank you, everybody. I appreciate you, and I'll talk to you on Thursday for the next episode of the E-Commerce Lifestyle Podcast. See you, everybody.